Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This podcast contains mature content and listener discretion is advised.
Also, be advised, we are not medical professionals and this podcast is for entertainment purposes only.
Running through the streets, solving all the mysteries, crushes and aliens, lots of other crazy things, laughing all the way. All we know is we don't know Kayla and Maggie, breaking down conspiracies, learning all the way, searching through time and space. Kayla and Maggie, now that's done, let's crack a beer and cheer.
Welcome to Mystery Team Inc.
Hi, everybody. The gang's all here. I don't know if you saw, but someone commented on our Instagram post from the last episode, like, are you not doing Spotify Live anymore? And I was like, we're back tomorrow. Starting tomorrow. Isn't that exciting?
We are doing it. We just dropped off the face of the planet for a quick second.
We had to rework a bunch of things that were happening, but we're back on our bullshit. Are you guys so excited for Eclipse? Because I am.
I'm so excited. I was watching this at work at lunch, taking my notes, and someone walked in and was like, oh my god, I love Twilight. And I was like, yes. Me too, now also unironically.
Have you seen that? There's a TikTok that someone posted where they were like, when the boys at work say they, quote, don't want to watch Twilight with us. And then it's just like a series of cuts of like coworkers who wandered by and then stopped and are now just standing fully leaning on an elbow watching. I think it was Twilight, isn't it?
I haven't seen that, but I'm obsessed with it.
Oh, it's so funny. But it's just like 10 boys, like, trying to figure out what's happening on screen. I think it's Twilight. If I'm wrong, someone can correct
me.
Here's
the thing. It's so good. There's a reason.
It's impossible not to watch it.
It's impossible. Yeah. There's a reason these movies made so much money, and it's because they're fucking masterpieces.
I know. Speaking of masterpieces, this Wikipedia description left a lot to be
desired.
It's
also out of order and totally unhinged.
I never knew. I literally, for the first like hour of the movie, I was paused on like one plot point, and I kept looking forward to be like, did they skip? Like, should I be somewhere else entirely? And the answer was no.
The answer
is
no.
I was in the right place.
Whoever wrote this, I think like watched it and then had a fever dream of the movie and then like came to and was like, okay, now I can write it.
I think they ran into the problem that most writers run into, which is they probably got to the point where they started like noting plot points and then realizing they had not set up that plot point. So they basically just divided everything. Instead of putting it in the order of the story,
oh, yeah,
they separated the A plot from the B plot from the
Mistake.
C plot and just wrote each one separately.
There's so much left out. We should rewrite them. Is that inappropriate to do?
No.
Okay, great. I think we should do it.
That's what Wikipedia is for.
For us to edit.
It's for the people by the people. So, okay, let's start our show.
Okay,
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Just for anyone who has not been listening, in case you've been not been listening to the podcast, we've taken the Wikipedia summary of Twilight 3.
I'm sorry, Eclipse, can you give it its proper
Tokyo
name?
Drift.
The Twilight Saga
Eclipse. I have a list of my, like, off-brand names for these movies that, because my boyfriend and I had, like, a list of movies we wanted to watch, and we had to put all the Twilights on there, and I put, like, the off-brand names, and I believe Twilight 3 is Tokyo Drift. Let's see. So we've taken the plot summary from the Twilight Saga : Eclipse from Wikipedia and then watched it separately and took notes on just literally stream of consciousness, yes, all the things we think. And we're going to now share that with you.
I'm so excited.
Would you like to read the first
note? I would love to.
Okay. Great.
Here we go. In Seattle. In Seattle, not far from...
That was a good Dateline voice.
Thank
that
you.
That was Keith.
In Seattle, not far from Forks, Victoria attacks Riley Beers so she can begin to create an army of newborns with him to get her revenge on Edward Cullen for killing her true love, James.
Okay, already, this is just proof that it's like the plot's out
it's
of order
too much.
Because we don't know who Riley is at this point.
No, we don't. Although Victoria, I did look him up on IMDb.
Okay, good. Victoria, I think, has been recast, so
yeah,
we didn't know
who
that
was recast.
Either.
I have a note about that. Don't worry, we'll come back to it.
And we don't know why she's doing it. And
we also don't know that it's her yet, right?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No,
I have no
nothing.
Notes except for that
we
it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Me neither. Back in Forks, Edward and Bella Swan discuss the complications of becoming an immortal vampire. That's not really what's happening, but
no,
go ahead.
Not
yeah,
at all.
Kayla? Kayla's raising her hand.
I'm raising my hand because I have a wiggler.
Right, that wig.
I said this. It's like, okay, but for some reason, this wig makes me feel very angry.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
Next plot point.
It's so bad. At 18 years old, 1 year older than Edward was when he became a vampire, Bella expresses her aversion to the idea of marrying so young. First of all, the syntax of that sentence alone makes my eyes cross.
Yeah.
But I understand basically what they're saying, which is, yes, right, that's what she says.
I don't remember this. I've never seen, actually, I should tell everyone, I've never seen this movie. And I barely remember reading this book. And when I did read it, it was like more than 10 years ago, I think. Right?
Yes.
Like, oh, like more than, like closer to 20.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I was like, does she not want to marry him? What's happening? And then she listed all these like weird straw man arguments where she was just like, marriage is hard. People will think I'm pregnant. And I just wrote, why does she want him to turn her, but she's not ready to commit to marriage? Is she worried about her assets?
It's her truck.
Yeah, because at this point, I say this later, but like, well, sorry, let's get to the next plot point. And then Edward refuses to turn her into a vampire until they're married. His argument that she should have various human experiences she would otherwise miss.
Like what?
To me, I wrote this, none of this makes sense, because in the scheme of becoming immortal or not, marriage is literally a piece of paper. Like,
yeah.
But if the real thing on the table here is like, am I going to make you immortal and mate with you for eternity? What's the problem here?
Yeah.
She's like, I want to be with you for eternity, but I don't want the state to know.
I just don't think the government has any right to know.
Is it, maybe it's just like a libertarian bend.
I think it might be that like, here's what I would say. I would say if you're going to turn me into a fucking vampire, I don't really want to have, like, a big party, you know? And then be like,
just go get courthouse married. What's the deal?
Yeah, and if she's going to have to disappear and not see her family again, I feel like right after you get married is not a good time to do that. Because there's expecting thank you notes and, like, they all want to see the pictures.
You're so right.
Yeah. I just think that's probably why I would not want to.
Then the Wikipedia summary leaves out everything that happens for the next, like, 25 minutes. So I have a bunch of notes in here.
Okay, let's go.
The next thing I have is Jacob wouldn't give her a chance because she literally said, I don't choose you as a romantic partner. If you want to be my friend, you can. And he clearly didn't want to be her friend, so he just fucked off. That's, like, what I've gathered.
Yeah.
She's like, he won't call me. I'm like, well, you gave him an ultimatum and he chose.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't want to be your friend and you don't want to fuck him. So, like, you both laid your boundary and here we are.
Yeah.
The next note I have is, did Edward cut the ignition on her car?
Yes.
That's stable boyfriend behavior.
Yeah, okay, well, here's I have a note about that. after that.
When he does that to me, it's one of those vestiges of the book where you're like, oh, that's right. Like, they did try to, like, fix this, but then sometimes the book really comes through and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, that was one of those things in the book that's, like, where she's like, you did this? And then, like, yeah. The 14-year-old is supposed to be like, he does care.
But the 30-year-old is like, yikes.
The 30-year-old's like, run! Don't marry him. He'll get half your assets.
Oh my god, he'll get half your truck.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I took my notes for this chunk below the note about Edward fearing for her safety because it's out of order in such an aggressive way as to be basically useless.
Okay.
But I did write, what Wikipedia fails to mention is that Edward breaks Bella's truck because Alice saw that she was going to the reservation and he didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote, the next day they're at lunch at school and the wig is worse. The fluctuation in the quality of the wig and its application is dizzying.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I also love that lunch scene because this once again proves that none of these characters are relevant to the story at all.
I also
because
wrote,
we never see them again after this.
Why are the teens all of a sudden friends with the Cullens?
I know.
Like, they're sitting at their lunch table and inviting them to parties, and it's like...
It's because Romeo and Juliet happened, and she united the families alike in dignity.
No, it's super weird. Okay. So the next actual plot point, which doesn't make any sense chronologically, is while Charlie Swan investigates the disappearance of Riley Beers, Edward suspects his disappearance was caused by the newborn vampires, furthering his suspicion. Newborn vampires, period. Furthering his suspicions is Riley's intrusion into Bella's room. After this, I wrote, new Volvo alert.
I wrote, Edward has changed cars again.
And then I also wrote, every scene I hate this wig more.
Also, the crazy thing is, we don't know that's Riley in her room. Charlie's suspicions.
I think
are
we
Edward's
do. I think we see his face.
Right, but we don't know who Riley is yet.
No, we don't. But we do know that
after that, we find out that Riley has been missing. And when we learned his name is Riley, I went, the guy from National Treasure? Because the
only.
Guy they cast and the name of the guy are just, it's just the guy from National
it
Treasure.
It is. I
except
wish
we
was.
Love Riley Poole and Riley Beers is a bad guy. But I don't remember what this is in reference to. Oh, yeah. So then the next thing I have, I think, is this the point where we learn that Victoria is back?
Okay. So we have, although Edward fears for her safety, Bella insists that Jacob Black and the rest of the werewolf pack would never harm her, but Edward is still unconvinced. That's when he cuts the truck.
Okay.
Wires.
Yeah.
Then they go to lunch at school. The wig is worse. Right. They're friends with the Cullens for no reason. Then Bella goes to visit her mom.
Oh.
We find out she's going to, quote, the University of Alaska. But I looked
it
up.
Okay, then this... Okay, great. Go ahead.
And it's like with many other states where there's, like, a system of University of Alaska schools. So there's, like, one in Fairbanks and one in Anchorage. And you can't just say University of Alaska. Like, you can't just say University of California. And they also definitely can't say, quote, they have a good science program. Because you specify, please.
I also love that, like, what clearly happened here is it's the third book. She's now at the age where she has to go to college, but she's never had any interests. So Stephanie had to go back to the first one and be like,
the onion,
what is she,
the golden onion.
What is she interested in? Well, the golden onion wasn't in the book, but Stephanie clearly had to go back and be like, well, she did understand that mitochondria were the powerhouse of the cell. So I guess she's pursuing science.
Oh my God.
I have a note, which is actually before this, which is when Charlie's investigating Riley Beers and they're at the police station. Edward is in a short sleeve V-neck, which circles right back to my original question, which is why do the vampires need jackets? Because he's in the sun in short sleeves now.
I think he's like in the shade in the sun.
Okay. Then I love that her mom says, the way he looks at you is like he'd jump in front of you and take a bullet for you, instead of the way he looks at you is like he insatiably thirsts for your blood. And she's like, isn't that so bad? It's like, yes.
Yes. Yes, it is. My next note is, also, there is a scene where the Cullens and the werewolves are chasing Victoria, who has been recast and is now played by Bryce Dallas Howard. And I think she's wearing a wig, and I think I hate it, but we shall see.
This is also the scene that confirmed my theory that all of the woods scenes are shot day for night. Like, starting in, like, the first one, I was like, I'm pretty sure they shot this during the day. Yeah. And, but it was up for debate, I feel. And then this one is very clearly day for night.
I feel like they just didn't have, like, who's going to go out and do, like, so many night scenes for Eclipse?
No. The next note I have is when Bella finds out that Victoria's back. So if you have something before that, you should let me know.
I think that might be before. I have my next notes are about when Bella goes to La Push to see Jacob and returns home unharmed.
Okay. So I like that. So Bella finds out that Victoria's in town or whatever. And I'm like, if this is even a question, why won't Edward turn her? Like, he knows that she's literally being stalked by a serial killer.
Ouch.
And he could, like, save. He could. You okay?
No, I punched my desk.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Are you okay?
Go back.
No. There's nothing to say except that Edward's clearly being an out. Like, what's happening here? Like, she could at least defend herself. Like, she might stand a chance of surviving against Victoria if he turned her, but he won't. And also, she'd be the strongest she'd ever be. So, like, what is this not the opportunity? Okay, anyway,
it doesn't
but
make
that's beside the point.
I can't believe we're on movie 3 and we're still don't understand why he won't turn her. Like, no one has made an argument that has convinced me even 1%.
Besides the argument that they still have 2 more books/movies in the franchise.
Yeah, but I need them to explicitly say it.
No, yeah. For the drama, Kayla! God.
For the abuse!
So then I have a note that says, well, this is, I love that Bella is less mad that Edward lied to her about the fact that there is a serial killer stalking her and she's in town, than the fact that Jacob won't call her back after she soundly rejected him. He's like, I'm sorry. She's like, you lied to me about my serial killer stalking me? And he's like, I was trying to protect you. And she's like, Jacob hasn't called me. I'm going to get on his motorcycle.
I know.
Like,
and this is the scene where she inexplicably has a hood up. So all the shots from behind looking at Jacob, like over Belle and Edward's shoulders, it's just like her little plush hood.
I feel like she must not have been standing there.
That's what
That's
I was
gotta
thinking.
That's got to be a stand-in, right?
What happened
that day?
I don't know.
I would love to know.
Maybe it was a pickup that they, like, couldn't get her for.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. What else was she
Because she was
doing?
Shooting, like, Snow White and the Huntsman or something. Right? Wasn't she?
I don't know, but that's a really good example.
I think she had a career at this point.
Yeah.
So I think she probably just, like, couldn't make it that day. No, I would love to know the real reason.
Okay,
the next thing we have is Bella goes to La Push to see Jacob and returns home unharmed. Emotionally or physically? Because...
I have my hand up, please.
Go ahead.
Okay, my first note is, on this visit, the wig is so bad.
Okay.
This is also when we learn what imprinting is, and I hate it so much, only because I know what's going to happen later.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he describes it now makes what happens later worse.
Yeah.
Then, that's...
I just have a note... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
My note just says, the wolves have telepathy?
Yes.
Because it's never been introduced until now, and then he just goes, wolf telepathy. It's like, well...
I think what happened is they forgot to explain it. They were like, they know. The girls know. The girls know. That there's, like, pack hive mind.
Yeah.
And then someone was like, did we ever explain this?
Right.
And they were like, just throw
it's
it in.
Fine.
Taylor?
Yeah. It's fine. Yeah.
And then this is when Riley is in Bella's house and Edward smells him. And then he goes back and he's like, I didn't recognize his scent. And then I wrote... When Robert Pattinson has his dark eyes, he looks like an anime character.
Are those just
and
his normal eyes?
So cute. I don't think so. But it's like...
Oh, did they give him like giant pupils?
They're so dark that it looks like giant pupils. And then the rest of his eyes are so white. He just looks like when anime characters have like that one little tear in the corner and their eyes are wiggling. And he's so cute little boy.
And then we get Rob Pattinson doing actual comedy where he goes, does he own a shirt? And says what we're all thinking.
It's so
at this point in the story, Andy said, Jacob's a where's my hug at kind of guy.
Ugh.
Which I agree
with.
Oh,
God. He really is.
And then when Riley is just, they cut to like Riley creating his newborn army. And I'm like, Bella, you should just go hang out. Like, go walk around Seattle at night.
Yeah.
And you can be a vampire.
I don't think
like,
they know.
No one would even know.
They don't know what she looks like.
They have no idea.
Yeah.
She could just go, she should just go smoke a cigarette outside a bar in Seattle.
She could just be like.
And she'll either go end up at a house show or get turned into a vampire. And either one's fine.
Either way, you lose your soul. okay, so my next note is Bella is being babysat by Jacob. So at this point, they have agreed to like trade off babysitting / protecting Bella and like going to look for where the babies are being born.
Has Edward given his theory that the Volturi are creating an army to kill half the Cullens so that they have Edward and Alice to join their army to kill the Cullens so that they'll come hang out so they can have Edward and Alice?
Yes,
to join the army. To kill the Cullens.
That's why they needed the babysitters club.
Okay.
So Bella's being babysat by Jacob, and he takes her to like a super secret council meeting at which they tell the new pack members their secret lore. And he was like, "You're the first outsider to ever hear them." And I'm like, "Her?"
She calls it a mayonnaise.
I don't get it. Okay, and
her?
Then during, and then during the flashback, you see, like, the first vampire to meet the wolves, and he looks like he's wearing, like, a generic Amazon Pirates of the Caribbean costume that
It's a Spirit Halloween buccaneer costume. plunderer costume. Like, it's not.
And then the woman, then you meet a woman, and I swear to God, I guarantee this is what her costume is titled. Ladies Renaissance Pirate Dress, Sexy Cosplay, Long Corset Dress, Tie Waist, Halloween Costume, Bodice for Women.
Oh my God,
I see so many of these titles now because of work, and I just, every time I like sit silently at my desk and cry
Your brain just like auto-generates Amazon costume titles. That's hilarious.
Oh my God, it's so good. And then once again, they're like in Bella's room lying on the bed, and we get a mirror shot where he's very clearly reflected in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to note that for you.
Yeah, we hate that.
I know, it really bothered me this time. It hasn't bothered me before.
Are we at, during one of her visits, Jacob confesses he's in love with her and forcefully kisses her.
Yes.
Then he tells her he's going to fight for her till her heart stops beating, which sounds like a threat to me.
And then...
Do you have anything for this?
No, I have one for the next.
Okay, so Bella furiously punches the desk during her Spotify live show and sprains her hand. And then Edward later threatens Jacob that if he ever touches her without her consent again, and that's the end of this sentence. And then it says, and tells him to wait for Bella to give it to him.
I wrote, Bella punching him and then realizing it hurts was one of my favorite Kristen Stewart acting moments in all these movies. It was so good.
Yeah, it is.
And this is when we learn, they go back to the house. Bella's like, my hand hurts because I punched a werewolf. And they're like, yay.
Yeah.
And this is when we learn Rosalie's origin story, which is that she like had a horrible fiance back in like, what, the 30s, 20s, 19s?
Mm-hmm. 30s. No, she's closer. Isn't she like, I think 30s.
Yeah, it
or
looks
40s?
Like the 30s. So she had a horrible fiance and... then he like attacked her while his boys were watching, and then they like left her in the street bleeding. And then Carlisle comes and turns her, and she's like, I was gonna be okay, basically. Like, I wasn't dying. And then she gets revenge by killing all of her attackers once she's turned, and then she saves the fiance for last, and she kills him in a wedding dress.
And she's like, I was a little bit more dramatic than back then.
I love it so much.
And then after she tells her story, Bella's like, I ain't reading all that. I'm happy for you, though. Or, sorry, that happened. And then she just goes like, I feel this way. Like, doesn't even, she barely acknowledge, like, Rosalie tells her, I think the most harrowing origin story we've heard in this entire series. It's, like, probably the one of the darkest moments of the whole series. And Bella's like, yeah, but I love Edward. And I'm like, were you even listening? Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, she's like, there's nothing I'll ever want in my life more than I want Edward. And Rosalie's like, okay.
Yeah, okay. Also, wait, we skipped the fact that while Bella is having her hand examined by Carlisle in another sexy doctor scene, she also flirts with Emmett.
Yes.
And then all of the vampires are wearing like matching sweater collared shirt combos.
Are they?
Yeah. Jasper and Carlisle both are wearing like navy blue sweaters with like little collared shirts under them.
Someone messed up, I guess. And then on the day they were like, there's nothing we can do. It's too late. And then
are we going to, the next note I have is about Jessica's valedictorian speech.
Yeah, I also have a note about Jessica's valedictorian.
If you have something else before that, you should go.
I don't.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so my note is that in Jessica Anna Kendrick's valedictorian speech, I was like, ugh, this is so generic. But then she says this quote that I wrote down word for word. Make as many mistakes as you can so that one day when they ask us what we want to be, we won't have to guess. We'll know. And I, exhausted, cried.
Cried.
I was like,
I love that for you.
She's right.
I love that for you. My note about it was that it was just giving. On our very first day at Harvard, the wise professor quoted Aristotle, "The law is reason free from passion." Well, no offense to Aristotle, but in my 3 years at Harvard, like, it was just giving so legally blonde.
And then at the end, like, we did
congratulations,
it!
Congratulations, class of 2004. We did it! And then I was wondering, isn't it canon that Edward's a year older than her in fake teen world? Isn't he like a junior when she's a sophomore? So why is he graduating?
You're the one who was talking about baseball season. Don't ask me.
No, like, am I wrong? Like, I don't know. Story at school, isn't he like a year above her?
No, because they're in science class together.
Listen, that would also lead to one to believe that they're in the same year, but I think doesn't someone explicitly say that he's like a junior and she's like a sophomore?
I'm Googling it.
Because he's 19 or whatever, and he's 17.
1 year ahead of Bella in school. Why is Bella a 17-year-old junior? Wait, this is really good. This is a Quora question.
Okay, great.
Why is Bella a 17-year-old junior in Twilight when her birthday is in September? Did she start school a year late? It seems unlikely that an AP student failed a grade.
Oh, is that why they're in science together? Because she's in, like, advanced science. And Edward is, like, a senior.
Is she in advanced science, or are they just assuming that because she's going to University
she
of
She got
Alaska
the golden onion! It's her only passion!
Maybe in the book it's in, okay, what grade is Bella and Edward in? In Twilight, they are in 11th grade. In New Moon and Half of Eclipse, they're in 12th. And then for the rest of Eclipse and Breaking Dawn, quote, they don't go to school anymore.
Okay, great.
So they are in the same grade, according to Answers.com.
Okay, thanks, Answers.
Okay.
Okay, what's next?
The next plot is, okay, so this, I split this up because it was too much to cover in one plot point. So it's the second half of Bella punching Jacob and Edward threatening him. And then it's, she even revokes the invitations for Jacob and his pack members to her graduation party. But when he apologizes for his behavior, she forgives him. So, okay, I have another question about this. That party's at the Cullens' house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their entire fucking grade is there. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, they just have all of these teens in their house when they're vampires? Mm-hmm. Nobody has any questions about that?
They're trying to look like normal teens.
I know, Kayla. But they don't have to host the party. Also, they have so much evidence in that house that they're vampires. What about the painting? What about the wall of graduation caps?
I know.
Are the teens drinking?
What about the fact that none of them have beds? And that Edward's door opens to like a 30-foot drop.
It's so dangerous for a house party.
I know. Also, that thing is up in the fucking mountains. Like, the teens can't be driving up there and then drinking and then driving home.
Yeah, I mean, okay, well, this is a question, but, like, how did you get to and from graduation parties?
I made someone else drunk drive me. I'm just kidding. No. Well, we didn't even have, like, Uber. We used to have a designated driver.
Yeah, oh, we had parents pick us up.
Oh, nice.
We had, like, two cool parents who were like, I'll pick you up when you're drunk. And we were like, fuck yeah.
This is a sidebar. There was a significant period where I had a friend of ours who's a mutual friend who their family would pay someone to drive us. I don't know if you remember that. I'm not going to name names.
I don't remember that, but I want to know who it is. Was I driven?
I don't think so. But it's a mutual friend of ours.
Okay, well, remember that
Band.
From band?
Yeah. And theater.
Okay. I have a lot of guesses, but it's fine. Okay.
Yeah. But I wasn't like drunk driving around Olympia or something, like in the mountains.
But I bet that like Mike's mom or Jessica's mom was probably like a cool mom who picked them up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And maybe gave them like wine coolers at her house.
All the teens?
Wait, I think I know whose parent
Yeah,
paid.
You just figured it out. The wine cooler like triggered a memory.
I figured it out. It was the party house mom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, love her.
Say what you will, but yeah, she like made sure we got home safe. She wasn't going to let anybody drunk drive.
Yes. And I feel like that taught me safe drinking practices.
Yeah.
This is
totally.
Some more gentle parenting for everybody, but like because we were like in an environment where the adults were like, if you're going to drink, I'd rather you do it in the house. I've only ever thrown up from drinking once.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's all.
Because you learned how to be responsible with alcohol.
It's all thanks to that mom.
That's good. Okay. I don't have any notes for this or for the next one or the next one or the next one.
Okay.
Because it's all just nonsense.
I have one note.
Okay.
But you can read the next two plot points and then I have a note.
Okay. Meanwhile, Alice sees a vision of the newborn army attacking Forks, led by Riley Beers. Jacob, accompanied by Quill and Embry, overhear this, which leads to an alliance between the Cullens and the wolf pack.
Here's my note. I no longer remember why Victoria's hunting Bella. I know that it's to get revenge for James's death, but it feels like we've strayed very far from the goal here.
We have, yeah.
We don't need that many little babies running around.
No.
Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they keep forgetting that she's there. Like, they left her out of the entire last movie. She could have killed her at any point then.
That was my big complaint about the last movie, is that she's meant to be this, like, thing, and she's not a thing at all.
Yeah. She had, like, an hour and 55 minutes in which she could have killed Bella, and everyone would have been like, we forgot you were a plot point.
Also, Riley was literally in Bella's room, like, 20 minutes ago. Like, he couldn't have just waited in there for her? Like, they could have taken her. None of this is necessary. Okay.
There's so many, because I feel like the Cullens are, like, 10 steps behind her at all times. So they could always just step in. I'm fear. Victoria needs to plan better. And
This is the point at which I wrote just how much I love the line, nothing is scarier. Well, this is not a line, but it's like a sentiment. Nothing is scarier than an army of newborns. Next plot point. Do you want to read it?
Later, the Cullens and the wolves agreed to a meeting place and... oh my god. It's so bad. Later, the Cullens and the wolves agree to a meeting place and time... mm-hmm. to train and discuss strategy.
Did they teach them anything during this training montage?
Four things.
What?
One. Never do what they expect you to do.
Did they say that?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Two, never take your eyes off your opponent.
Never turn your back on your opponent.
It's functionally the same thing. They have forward-facing eyes, as we do. I don't remember what else they taught them.
I feel like it's just a bunch of, like, sexy dancing between different, like, incest foster couples. Yes. And the wolves are just over there like, do we have to be here for this?
Like, can we leave?
Do we have to be here for this? And then they leave.
Oh, and I wrote in all caps, bad wig, bad wig, bad wig in this training scene. It's
whose wig?
Bella's, every time. Oh, it's okay. So bad. You know what makes it? I hate when you can't.
Does she have a wig this whole movie?
The whole movie.
I don't think I noticed if that's the case. Why does she have a wig this whole time?
I don't know. Her hair must have been short at this point, but she, like.
Oh, for a movie, because she had something else to do. Yeah.
But it's like, sometimes the wig has, like, scalp showing, like, fake scalp, which makes it a little bit better, but most of the time it doesn't, and you're just like, I just can't. It's like, you know how one of the Menendez brothers has, like, the most expensive toupee on the market, and it just, like, looks like a toupee?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about her wig. It's so bad. Okay.
During the training, is that where we are?
Yes.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. During the training, Jasper explains to Bella that he was created by a vampire named Maria to control a newborn army.
And we also
the Wikipedia page coincidentally leaves out the fact that he met Maria while fighting for the Confederacy in the American Civil War.
He was a Confederate soldier. It's so easy to
found out that Jasper was fighting to uphold slavery.
It's so easy to not make him a Confederate soldier. There are so many other options. They are anything but a Confederate soldier.
Insanity.
Unbelievable. And he drops it like it's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, when and I was fighting for the Confederacy.
And she doesn't question it. And then the scene where he's telling her this is sexier than any other scene in the whole movie. They're just, like, really close to each other. And he's like, I was a sexy racist before. And then I was like, is Jasper a Civil War era Texas, like, pre-statehood name? Yes. Like, what's happening? And then I Googled it, and the census only goes back. Well, the census in, like, 1860 had, like, 20 people in the U.S. named Jasper. So it's fine, I guess.
I have a note just now that I've. Yeah. So I Googled, why was Jasper in the Confederacy?
Okay, great. Does the book explain it?
No, but this is Reddit. Okay, so the question is, was Jasper Hale a racist, being part of the Confederate Army? And someone wrote, let me find this. They said,
do you have to respond?
Yes, someone responded, yes, he was racist. He lied about his age to join as early as he could because he was so desperate to preserve slavery and still in modern times is very proud of his time in the Confederacy and his actions.
Oh, no.
I hate this. Oh, my God. Hold on. Okay, then someone said, damn, okay, think you need to take a chill pill. And that person then said, I think you need to take a closer look at a character written by a woman who said there are no black vampires because the venom purifies them and turns them white. Her religion teaches that black people can earn white skin by being good. Jasper is a literal Confederate soldier, someone who went to war for the right to own other humans. He was a terrible person long before he became a vampire.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I thought we weren't going to talk about murder. But that person that just person murdered that other guy.
And Stephanie.
And Stephanie, for sure.
I think that's great. I had no idea that she would say this.
I didn't either. That's insane. Now I feel way less bad about shitting on her books. There was still a part of me that was like, she is a person.
No.
It's kind of mean to be so mean about her books, even though she's laughing all the way to the bank. But now I don't even feel bad at all.
She's laughing all the way to the bank and her church pew where she talks about how black people are impure.
Apparently. Is she, what religion is she?
White.
Just regular Christian? Did you say white?
I think she's Mormon.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like she's Mormon too.
Yeah, okay. She's Mormon.
Okay. Where were we?
Okay.
Oh, we learned that Jasper didn't like being alive, and then when he met Alice, he joined the Cullens. And then Bella sees the true bond between a mated vampire pair and begins to understand Jasper better.
Okay.
Sure.
Then we go to my favorite scene in the movie.
What?
Which is the scene where Charlie and Bella, like, try to avoid having the talk.
Yeah.
And it ends with her going, "Oh my god, Dad, I'm a virgin." And then giving him, like, a double thumbs up.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Okay, that's glad good. We covered it." And from off screen, she's like, "Me too," up the stairs.
Yeah,
it was genuinely good. So good. I love it.
The next thing I have, I don't remember exactly what scene this is. I think it's when they're like, "We have to mask her scent," and Jacob carries her out of the woods. And I just wrote, why didn't he just turn into a wolf and let her ride him out?
Because then their faces aren't so close together that she has to go.
Yeah.
To express her dislike. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Then they have the fight about virginity. And then she goes to Edward's house. And then Edward's like, "Why are you outside?" And it's like, because she just got here. He's like, "What's wrong? Why are you outside?" And it's like, I know you're a vampire, but, like, you know how doors work, right? Like, she can't just be inside. Oh, my God, Edward. You can't just ask people why they're outside.
Okay. Next plot point.
He has a bed for her now. Yes. And he's like, "Too much?" And she's like, "No." And it's, we're all like, yes.
Yes.
It's patently too much.
Very ornate. The next plot point is, despite her reluctance to marry, Bella realizes that spending eternity with Edward is more important to her than anything else and agrees to marry him. However, before that happens...
There's, like a lot of coercion involved.
And...
She's like, "I'll marry you if we have sex."
And then he's
right,
like,
now, which
no.
I know you're not comfortable with.
Oh, and also there's like, there's part of... I'm confused about the logic here because from what I recall, Edward is like, "There's some things that I want you to experience before you become a vampire."
Mm-hmm.
Like sex, but I will only have sex with you after we get married.
Yes.
And
that's
then,
the part that makes no sense.
And then he says something like, she's like, "Well, I want you now," or whatever. And he's like, "Yeah, but once you turn, all you'll ever want is blood." And I'm like, is that implying that vampires don't get horny?
I know. I wrote a note that says, does she think she won't want to fuck him for the rest of eternity?
And at that point, why do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And then what are all these incest couples doing?
Yes. Why is the whole point of this story?
Why are they all mated anyway if no one wants anything but blood?
Yeah. But and they also just, like, they're so explicitly trying not to have sex with each other this whole time. If the end of it is that vampires don't have sex with each other, and then I just don't understand.
Yeah, then what's happening? And then she also does some really fucked up shit where she's like, "Fuck me." He's like, "No." And then she's like, "Don't make me feel like a villain."
None of it's
healthy.
Like,
whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
And then at some point, he says, like, "It's not my virtue I'm concerned about." And she goes, "Are you kidding?" I was like,
this whole time, I have no idea what the conversation, like, I don't know what they're talking about. I just, like, blacked out during that whole thing. I just have no idea what they're talking about.
He does also do this thing. I have two notes. He does this dumb monologue where he's like, "If we were in my time, I would, like, court you. And I would, like, take you on walks in the garden and, like, steal a few kisses and, like, ask your dad to marry you." And then he gets down on one knee and presents her with what I think might be a ring from a bargain bin at a closing Charlotte Russe.
Okay, yes. That's exactly what it looks like. I know the story behind the ring,
okay,
thanks
to
a TikTok.
To okay, I'm ready.
The production team came to Stephanie with like six rings that looked like what the book described, which is like vintage, you know, like basically like art deco. They came to Stephanie with, like, several, like, art deco rings that are, like, this is something, like, that Edward would have gotten from his mom in, like, 1911 or whatever, you know, like, based on the book. Stephanie said, "No, none of these. It should look like this." And then she took out a pencil.
No.
And a piece of paper.
No.
And she drew an oval with a bunch of little tiny circles in it and was like, "This is what it should look like."
That's horrible.
And then that's what they made because that's what it looks like, the drawing. I'm sure you could find it online. And then that's what the ring is.
Okay, here's what I found. They did sell, this is a website called twilightersdream.com. This post is from Wednesday, October 5th, 2011. It's titled Bella's Rings. Here's how it opens. I went to Hot Topic today because I saw they had the Breaking Dawn merchandise online. I wanted to see if maybe they had it in the store too. Woohoo! I'm so happy I did because they just got it in.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that you can get Bella and Edward's wedding ring set for $28. The ring in this set looks better than the ring they used in the fucking movie.
Okay, I found the drawing.
Okay, good, because I found the description from the book. Here's the description. The face was a long oval set with slanting rows of glittering round stones. The band was gold, delicate and narrow. The gold made a fragile web around the diamonds. I mean, that sounds ugly.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the drawing.
It is.
How do we... I want everyone to see this right
they
now.
They traced... Can we put this traced on our Instagram Kristen story Stewart's, right now? Yeah, we can. Okay, they traced it. Kristen Stewart's hand on a script and wrote down her, like... ring size, and then Stephanie drew it with pencil.
I can't.
Then we have a scene with Victoria and Riley where she's like, they killed Laurent, and I'm like, did they? I don't remember the vampires killing him. I thought the werewolves killed him.
Did they kill
him? Because she's about to get killed by Laurent, and then the wolves show up and chase him away. And I don't even remember if he dies or not. Anyway, I just wasn't sure why she said that because I don't think it happens in the movies. Okay.
I have no idea.
The next thing I have is when they come out of the water. Do you have anything before that? Like when she won't wear her ring because she doesn't want Jacob to know about it?
I mean, I do have this note in all caps. Bryce Dallas Howard's wig is offensive. Did they get everything on this show from Amazon? I do think that they got the ring truly from like a Forever 21.
Could be.
So... did we get to Edward and Bella camp up in the mountains to hide her?
No.
Okay, so that's my note.
The next thing is the vampires coming out of the water, which is a cool image, but literally, why do they do that?
That's a great question. Can't they just hop over the river?
They could do anything. They can literally do anything. That's like the lore, that they can literally do anything. They could ride a fucking bus into town. It doesn't matter. They don't need to go under they don't need to walk across the lake bed like they're in Pirates of the Caribbean. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just not... for who is it for? It's for the D. I know, it's for the drama.
For whom do the vampires swim?
Ask not for whom the capital D dramas. It dramas for thee. Now they camp in the mountains, which is the worst idea because they're on top of a mountain in Washington during, like, a storm. I thought it was summer, but then it's snowing. And I'm like, you guys live in Washington. You must know. Like, you should not be on a mountaintop during a snowstorm under any circumstances.
Well, it sounded to me like they just, like, didn't check the weather. Because they
say... But is it winter? Because if it's winter, then they know.
I couldn't tell you. But I know that summer? They say something like, there's a storm coming in. I think.
Because they just graduated high school. It's got to be, like, July.
Did they... How do we
unless it's already unless it's already been her birthday again, which we would have seen, I'm sure.
It was her birthday because her mom gave her that present.
Okay, so it's
or was that a back going in, away present?
No, that was a graduation present.
Fuck.
So
when is baseball training season?
Okay, we know that that was October. There's a possibility.
Yeah,
then we know it was November. But I just don't know what's happening this whole like I'm just so confused. But it's fine. Okay. Then we have the sexy tent scene where I just kept going, kiss, kiss, kiss.
Okay, so at this point, she's so cold that she's like, and then Edward's like, I can't give her what she needs because I'm cold as
I'm
ice.
Cold. Because we're both cold.
And then Jacob is like, I'll do it. And then he gets into the tent and he's like, I'm hotter than you. And I swear I traveled back in time. Like time was no longer linear. And I heard the screams of all the 13-year-old girls in the movie theaters, like right after he said that.
Yeah.
And I felt joy.
Also, why doesn't he turn into a wolf again here?
I think because he's just, first of all, that tent is too small.
Okay.
Secondly, I think he's just as warm as a person. He's just not fluffy.
Then a wolf? He could, like, he's so big as a wolf. She could just be like, I know, curled up in his
tent. First of all, there's two things. The tent is really small, and secondly, wolves can't be shirtless.
And then Edward and Jacob are like, if you weren't my rival, we'd almost be lovers.
If you weren't my rival, we'd kiss.
Yes. Then she comes out the next morning, and even though she spent the whole night literally almost getting frostbite, she's not wearing a jacket.
I know, I was like, outside. What's happening?
And once again, the vampires don't need jackets. Bella does need a jacket, but for some reason we got the opposite.
That's crazy. So
in the morning, Jacob overhears Edward and Bella discussing their engagement and takes off. I just wrote a note that says, everyone in this movie sucks. The characters, not the actors.
The next plot point is, she desperately asks him to kiss her, realizing she has fallen in love with him.
Not before he just throws out a suicide threat. And also, she has not realized she's fallen in love with him. She's manipulating him.
Yeah.
It's so icky.
It's really icky. And this next part is icky, too.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I wrote, why does Bella have better chemistry with literally everyone in this movie except her now fiancé?
I know. She has better chemistry with the ground when she lays on it in New Moon. Okay, Edward finds out about the kiss but is not upset as Bella tells him her love for Jacob is not as strong as her love for him. He's like, yeah, I heard your thoughts because you're like 1 foot away from me. He probably just heard them talking.
No, he said he heard Jacob's thoughts.
Yeah, for sure. But, like, he also probably just heard them talking because they're, like, 1 foot away from the campsite. And then she goes, I don't know what happened. I do, dude. You kissed that man because he said he was going to kill himself. It was a whole thing. We were all there.
I do, dude.
It made me so mad. So mad. She's like, I don't know what happened. And it's like, yeah. What? Roll the fucking tape, bro. Like,
roll the tape.
Edward heard all the thoughts.
I also think it's like crazy that he was like, that's fine.
That's fine. He keeps doing that.
They're
all the
like
time.
Both dumb.
She gets on his motorcycle and rides away and is like, fuck you to Edward. And he's like, that's also fine.
Oh, that's like, fine.
Yeah. Then the vampire fight starts, and it's so funny because it's, like, supposed to be the climax of the film, but it's so embarrassing. Like, in my head, I was hearing, like, sneakers squeaking, like, on an empty, like, in an empty gym. Like, there's, like, this whole time, they're, like, Carlisle is, like, dramatically into camera, like, they're building an army. And then, like, cut to, like, eight guys in, like, puffer vests and, like, Henleys, and they're just, like, quick running, like, angular shoulders across an
They're
open
like
field.
Naruto running.
They are, yes. And it's just like so like Seattle in 2009, like everyone is just wearing like a North Face.
Well, okay, but I will say that's pretty good costume design if they
it's
look
great.
Like they just walked
no,
on the
I love it.
Seattle. But
my note is just that this is not an army, it's an improv group. Like, an army is, like, at least 10 people, I feel. It can't be, like, 8.
I have to take my microphone away from my...
It can't be, like, 8 white guys and 1 woman of color. Like, that's not
like
an army, that's an improv
the team.
Group. Yeah. That's an improv group. That's not an army.
Ooh. Wow. Okay, so...
Am I wrong?
No!
You're gonna tell me that I'm wrong? She came down in a bubble, bro! And what's her sister? A witch! A vampire. Okay, so we're at the climax of...
Okay.
Oh, yes, unfortunate choice of words, but we're at the climax of our story, which is that Victoria appears, Edward kills her, and Seth kills Riley. We skip the part where Bella reenacts the, like, Quileute ancestry story in which the wife of the werewolf... like, kills herself to distract the mean vampire lady that came to get them.
I did not even put that together.
And then Bella is like, I know just what to do. And she cuts herself and starts bleeding everywhere. And then all the vampires are like,
I didn't even notice that because I was so busy writing out the Amazon product title for the dress. And, like, giggling to myself.
Yeah. That's okay. I understand that. Then, at some point during this fight, Edward tells Riley the truth. And for a minute, it looks like the only thing that can defeat vampires is more high school drama. but he doesn't fall for it, even though it's the truth. And then I wrote, it's not the actress's fault because she has an impossible job, but why is Victoria scared in this whole movie? Like, her whole personality in the other movies is like, she's just cool and in control the whole time. And this whole movie, she's always like,
I don't know, but it is. It's very Bryce Dallas Howard, like her inward eyebrows. Like, that's what it is.
Right.
But I don't have an explanation.
Her death is dope, actually.
Yeah.
The way they did that is great. I loved that.
I like that in this movie, they kill a lot of vampires and you get to, like, hear the, like, crack. Like, it sounds like granite and rocks breaking. Yeah. And it's like, you know, 2009 CGI, but you see the inside of them. Yes. And it looks like granite, and it's gross and very cool.
I like it, too.
I like it a lot.
Let me see. And then Edward pulls out a Zippo, tosses it on Victoria. Her whole body goes up like it's covered in gasoline.
Yeah.
The Cullens and the Quileute wolves, meanwhile, destroy her, and then in quotes, army, which is the most accurate this Wikipedia ever has been.
I was just going to say that.
By putting that in quotes. Though Jacob is injured saving Leah Clearwater from a featured extra. And then I wrote, they've been building up this whole set piece, this battle set piece the whole movie, and it's 30 seconds of nothing happening. It's and I really feel like true. It's a missed opportunity to have a vampire wolf, because we could have had a werewolf who got turned. And the Cullens could have saved them, and we could have had a vampire wolf.
All I want to tell you is that you better watch What We Do in the Shadows.
Okay. Yeah. I'm. For anyone who's not heard us arguing about this, I've only seen the first, like, season, so I have to catch up.
There's so much good stuff. And for anybody who hasn't heard me talking about it incessantly, I did dress up as Nacho for Halloween.
Okay. It's true. It's great.
Proudest moment of my life. I have almost
no
treat.
Notes for the rest of this.
Yes.
So do you want to just read?
Yeah, let's go. Okay. Several members of the vampire police, the Volt, are they police?
That's what I was saying last time. They don't have a mission statement. I'm pretty sure they're just a police force.
Okay. They just are like, I guess instead of like arming them with tanks unnecessarily, they just get robes.
They just own like a Medici, like, yes. Like a Machiavellian, like, castle in Italy.
Okay. Several members of the vampire police, the Volturi, arrive to deal with the newborn army. They also see that the Cullens are guarding the newborn, Bree Tanner, who has
whatever
had a
happened
name.
To predictability? The milkman, the paperboy.
Bree Tanner. No, I was there in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Bree Tanner, who had refused to fight and surrendered to Carlisle and Esme. Jane tortures her to collect information, which I think is giving too much credit to that five-second sequence. Mm-hmm. Then instructs Felix to kill her, despite the Cullens' efforts to spare her. When Jane notes that Caius will find it interesting that Bella is still human, Bella informs her the date for her transformation has been set.
What's super confusing about this, though, is she goes, the date's been set, and then Jane goes, handle this, please. I'd like to go home or whatever. And makes it see it like the way it's phrased is I was like, oh, is he gonna go? Like, is Felix gonna go turn Bella right now? Because that'd be a great end to this movie. If like the whole time she was just fighting with Edward about getting married and having sex and why he won't turn her, and then the Volturi just came in and were like, bye, and turned her. How good would that be?
That's all I want.
I know.
This movie could have been an email where
yeah,
the Volturi just like arrange for a time and they do it.
Yeah.
Do you want me to keep reading?
I can read.
Okay, go ahead.
She visits the injured Jacob to tell him that even though she's in love with him, she's chosen to be with Edward. And then I just have a note that says, I want to kill Jacob. Heartbroken but willing to accept her choice. I don't think any of this happened in this scene, did they?
Yeah.
Did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Heartbroken but willing to accept her choice. Was all of the dialogue done in eyebrow raises? Because I feel like I must have missed.
Oh, you know what? This is not true. So it says, heartbroken but willing to accept her choice, Jacob reluctantly agrees to stop trying to come between her and Edward. But what he says is, I need some time.
Okay,
he
great.
Sets a boundary for himself.
Yeah.
And she's like, but I need somebody to manipulate.
Bella and Edward go to their CGI meadow, where she tells him that she has decided to do things his way. Get married, have sex, then be transformed into a vampire. I wrote a note that says she gives a monologue that I truly could not tell you what purpose it serves in the story because she already agreed to marry him several scenes ago.
I have a note that says, Edward says, quote, there's no rush, but we literally just saw Jane be like, I'm going to report this to my boss. So there is a rush.
There is a rush, yeah. She also explains that she has never been normal and never will be. She's felt out of place her entire life, but when she's in Edward's world, she feels stronger and complete. At the end of the film, they decide they need to tell Charlie about their engagement.
I have a final note.
Yeah.
Which is, I will never get over this horrible ring.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's so bad. It's unbelievable, almost. I'm upset to know that it was her, Stephanie's, fault, and not just, like, they forgot to get a ring and, like, took some...
But... No, this is what I keep telling you, is, like, the people who worked on these movies are, like, progressively, like, more and more professional, but the core of them is still the same, which is...
It's still based on Stephenie Meyer's weird Mary Sue
Stephanie
fantasy.
And Twilight. Yeah, so, like... At every point when they tried to, like, up-level it, she came in and was like, this was meant to be two-dimensional.
excuse me, I didn't want high production value.
And that's the end of Twilight Eclipse.
okay, thank you once again for joining us.
Thanks for being here.
We love you all. We'll see you next week for the next best movie I'll ever have seen.
We don't know.
Stay in your lane.
Buckle the buck up.
Venom smooches.
No! No! Goodbye!
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.